Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Phil Miller, who covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, is there, and he's good enough to join us on what has been a very busy trip to Atlanta. Phil, thanks for the time. And number one, how's the weather going to be for the game tonight?
Well, the rain has stopped, so apparently my superpower of causing rain delays maybe doesn't work without the old Twins team here. It is just as it's been all weekend. It is hot and muggy, but they'll play.
Yeah, Atlanta in July for sure. Let's get into the big news.
I was going to say, Steve, you come to Atlanta and you realize why Miami, Tampa, Houston, Dallas, and Phoenix all have domes over their stadiums. Holy cow, it's muggy.
Yeah. We've had some really humid days, but that's every day in those cities.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, just crazy. Phil Miller joining us. Some big news today, and it starts with the Tampa Bay Rays. It looks like there's a deal to sell the Rays to a Florida businessman. His plan is to keep the team. But then beyond that, Commissioner Rob Manfred alluded that a twin sale could be on the horizon as soon as this summer.
Yeah, he addressed the baseball writers this morning, and I asked him that. I said it's been more than 9 months now. I knew going into this that the family had hoped it would take maybe half of this much time, and they still don't have an announced buyer. And he said yes, but he is very confident. He said that there is a transaction coming, that it's in the works, and we just have to wait. Just be a little patient. He basically said, all the bidders, everyone who had inquired, backed off when it became clear that Justin Ishbia, the co-owner of the Suns, was going to make a bid. And, he said basically everyone knew that if they couldn't top that, what he was going to pay, they might as well move on to something else. And when Justin Ishbia decided instead to purchase the White Sox on a long-term deal, that kind of reset the clock. So, I thought the newsworthy part was he said it's going to happen. He said I know some things that you don't, and I'm very confident there's a transaction coming.
Wow. And do you get any sense that it had to do with the Rays deal going through? Because the Twins have Target Field. There's a lot of stability with the ballpark, still considered one of the top five venues in the major leagues. Meanwhile, you got the Rays and their ballpark situation very much up in the air. Tropicana Field was damaged beyond use for this season. They're playing at Steinbrenner Field, the spring training home of the Yankees and minor league club in Tampa. And they were able to find a buyer in what, the $1.7, $1.8 billion range. And we had heard along the way that was kind of the number for the Twins.
Yeah, and he said that not only will there be a transaction, he's confident that it will be consistent with the pricing of franchises. And I did take that to mean that they will get at least as much as Stu Sternberg got for the Rays. So that is good news. He also said that Tropicana Field will be ready to use next season. He's confident of that. Although if the Rays make the postseason, they are going to play in the minor league park in Tampa this fall. But he made it sound very positive that that there is a deal coming and it will at least equal that Rays price.
So huge news on the Twins front, and it all transpires during the All-Star game, and that's been big news in these parts because Byron Buxton is there, is expected to play tonight, was part of the Home Run Derby last night, and we have heard Joe Ryan will get an inning tonight for the American League. So a lot of Twins news right now.
Yeah, and it's been fun to spend some time with Byron and Joe down here. They are clearly, well, Byron was just laughing and having a great time after the Derby last night, even though he was eliminated in the semifinal. He said it was just a dream come true for his kids, who got to bring him a towel during his rounds, and Joe Ryan got to babysit his kids, also fun. And he just said that, you know, it's a memory they're going to have the rest of their life, and me too, and I'm glad I did it. And he was really glad that he didn't embarrass himself. You know, Chisholm only hit three. Byron hit 20 in the first round, and you could tell that that was a relief, too, that that he acquitted himself well against what he said is the largest collection of tall players in Major League history.
Yeah, and how about Cal Raleigh? That was pretty fun. You know, the family involved in his home run derby. Byron Buxton did well, and you got to feel good that story about Cal Raleigh is pretty fun.
Yeah, and he is so well liked around here. You could tell that the other players were really happy for him. I happened to pause upon him in the American League clubhouse today, and said that, you know, his home run swing looked a lot like he was facing Twins pitching. He hit five home runs off of the Twins this season, and he got a laugh out of that. He just said he felt lucky, and you know, he kind of did. You know, he won it, but he was the last of the players to make the semifinals. So it was an interesting showing. It kind of reminded me of the year Justin Morneau won the Derby. He didn't have the highest score in the first couple of rounds either, but pulled it out at the end.
Phil Miller joining us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. He is in steamy Atlanta for the Yellow Star festivities and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When you've got a club like the Twins that stumbled out of the gate in April, had a pretty good May, 13-game winning streak, and then struggled mightily in June. They're way behind the Tigers in the division and hanging in there in the wild card race. But, you know, when you've got bullpen guys and guys like Joe Ryan and Byron Buxton, other teams, and rumors are going to fly about potential trade deals. Number one, Byron Buxton said he's a Twin for life. He's made that pretty clear.
Yeah, I was interested how adamant he was about that, because some of the Atlanta reporters were saying, you know, look at all the Buxton fans that are here. Wouldn't you like to play here someday? And he said, not at all. I'm a Twin for life. And I've heard him say something along those lines before, but it was interesting to hear him say it here. Joe Ryan has been rumored, I think more rumors that teams are interested than the Twins are. And he was joking about that. He said his dad asked him if he thinks he's going to be traded. He said his mom won't even talk to him about it because she can't stand the thought of him going anywhere else unless it was to the Giants where they live.
Yeah. And then there's always rumors about bullpen guys for teams that aren't contending or out of contention, because all of the contending teams, and this has been true for decades, at the deadline they covet bullpen help as much as anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That is true, and they're also the cheapest, most impactful players you can get. Yeah. Most of them don't have huge salaries, and you know the eighth, ninth inning is where a lot of games are won. So that makes sense that they go shopping. I do think if the Twins have a rough July, that it's possible we could see Yoan Duran moved. I have wondered for a couple of years how much they trust an arm that is throwing 102 miles an hour to hold up year after year after year. They've gotten a lot of value out of him. You would hate to see anything happen to him, but if you traded him and got something back for him, it wouldn't be your problem anymore. Griffin Jacks is going to get a lot of calls, too. Joe Ryan told me yesterday that he thinks Griffin Jacks has the best pitching repertoire in the majors that he just doesn't get recognized for because he only pitches an inning at a time. There would definitely be a market for him. I think that would be a tough one for the Twins to move. He's got a couple more years until free agency, but you know that they are going to be fielding a lot of calls for those guys.
Yeah, does the sale, and I know you've got to run, Phil, but I want to get your thoughts. Does the sale complicate a potential deal even at the end of July? If they're closing in on a deal, is it one of those where the new owners are like, well, we don't want you to make any big moves before we take over the club?
I don't think that they would make a large move that that materially affects the team going forward, other than maybe a Duran move. But I don't see them moving can't move a Buxton or a Correa, but I don't see him moving like a Royce Lewis or somebody like that. And besides, you know, the Polads have not allowed them to add payroll for a couple of years now. So I don't think that new ownership will make much difference. I think it's the old ownership that is still kind of in control and will likely follow the same game plan that they have for the last couple of years. I will say that the Twins do have a couple big series against the Tigers in August, and that will be their chance to make a stand and see if they're legitimately can be in the race.
Phil, always good to visit with you. I know it's been a very busy weekend, and the All-Star game kicked back a little bit, and we're not sure when Joe Ryan will pitch, but once again, it sounds like he will get an inning, and Byron Buxton should get into the game and get an at-bat tonight.
Joe told me he's definitely pitching, okay. Yeah, I think we can watch for that. All right, Steve, good talking to you.
All right, there is Phil Miller from the Star Tribune. A big, big day, a lot of news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.